Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 5th. Well, today has really been rather an exciting day, certainly not for the faint-hearted markets at the moment. And the action has primarily been concentrated in commodities. A little bit on that, or further on that later. But looking at the equity markets, you had a pretty quiet day in Asia. You had that pretty weak close yesterday on a number of markets. And Asia was pretty steady. New Zealand, probably one of the better performers, continues to range around towards the January lows, but certainly hasn't broken down. In fact, there haven't been any major markets have broken below those January lows. And as long as that remains the case, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for the majority of these markets. But that doesn't deny the fact that markets remain nervous. Now, Wall Street had rallied really quite well earlier on, and the Dow was up in excess of 100 points at one point. But with oil rallying in excess of $4 today, that did crimp the enthusiasm for equity markets, and we saw them closing the day with about half the original gain from earlier on in the session. And commodity prices really are where the action is at the moment. Copper up over $14 today. It's a hair's breadth underneath $4. And that is the high that we saw from almost 2 years ago. And it really does look like that this is not going to provide very much resistance at all over the coming weeks. And we're probably going to see an upward break there. Nickel also looking much better. Zinc consolidating a little bit over the last couple of days, but certainly this looks like an upward break from this small base. And of course, silver. Now, silver had sold off really rather early in the session and was down to 1948, and it looked like we're going to get some follow-through on yesterday's downward dynamic, but that wasn't to be the case. And it rallied in excess of being up over $1, almost $21 at one point, which is really rather a phenomenal turnaround. And it does show us that there is further to go in this current uptrend. Gold was up almost $25. Platinum had been down in excess of $100 at one point, almost, I think, MDL'd. The MDL is the midpoint danger line, and it's a stop system that we teach at the chart seminar. But basically, this, once you have in a well-defined uptrend where you have a number of steps, or a step sequence uptrend as we often call it, when you have a well-defined breakout from a trading range, then we would raise the stop to the middle of that trading range. Now, platinum just about touched it this morning, and I think it's debatable whether someone would have been stopped out there. But this was quite a good rally off the lows and closed well in excess of $2,200, having been down to $2,138 at one point during the day. And it's been that type of story right across the metal markets and into the soft commodities. Corn was up 15, it's up at 570. When you look at that weekly chart, you see that it's been up on consecutive weeks since almost June. And in cases like this, when we see a market that is so remarkably consistent but is also becoming overextended, we will have a very good signal that things are ending when it has a well-defined down week following so many consecutive weeks on the upside, because that would be an indication that something materially has changed in this market. But, of course, the main mover here today was oil, and as I'm looking at the screen right now, it's up in excess of $5. Now, I don't want to quote too many prices, but this is really quite important activity in the commodity markets. And I presume there are a number of reasons for this. Chief among them is that commodities are by far the most consistent trends out there at the moment. Investors are looking for a hedge against inflation, and they're also betting they want something to hold on to as the dollar continues to weaken. While the dollar is looking overextended at these levels, but at the same time, there is potential for those previous lows on the dollar to now be an area of resistance on any potential rally. So the dollar really would have to rally really quite significantly to tell us that it is breaking out of this downtrend. And as long as the dollar is trending downwards, then the way is clear for commodities to continue to attract investment, because not only is it our commodities a store of value, but because of their physical assets, but also they are remarkably consistent uptrends for the most part. And that will certainly attract not just value in, or investors looking for an inflation hedge, excuse me, but also people who are momentum players, and there are plenty of those out there right now. So that is definitely something that is well worthy of notice. And it is also something that will potentially have problems down the line, because while markets such as gold and oil are big liquid pools where investors won't really make a huge difference, but a number of the soft commodities are really quite small markets, and weight of money flowing into those markets could potentially have problems, because the whole reason for futures markets in the first place is to provide a hedging activity for producers of these commodities. And if we see that producers are going bankrupt in their hedge books, and there is anecdotal evidence that this is already happening, well, then the futures market is no longer functioning as it should do. And if the reason for that is investment funds just buying up all of the available supply, then that is something that could be considered a corner in the market and potentially could be acted on by the authorities in charge of the exchanges. And excuse me, let me. I'm getting increasingly hoarse, so I'm just going to take a cough here. Excuse me. Think that's better. Now, getting back to the main point. The fact is that if we continue to see these runaway trends, especially in some of the smaller markets, becoming a problem, what we could have is the authorities announcing that they will only accept 100% margin, and that would certainly take some of the speculative froth off the market. But in the case of when the bunker hunt market was closed in silver, when his corner of that market was broken, they simply just changed the rules of the exchange and didn't allow any new buy orders, which just overwhelmed the market with sell orders, and the market absolutely collapsed. Now, that's I'm not predicting that happening anytime soon, but it is potential. It is something that could potentially happen if we see a number of big producers of soft commodities, particularly US domestic big producers of soft commodities, going bust. And I wouldn't rule out that possibility. So that is certainly something that investors need to be aware of, because if something like that were to happen, then you would find these commodities becoming lock limit down on consecutive days, and investors wouldn't be able to get out of long positions. So this is something to just be aware of, that and certainly it is something to watch the papers to see if there are any of these producers going bust. Now, also looking at the dollar did rally earlier on today, but it wasn't able to hold it at all, and we saw it make a new low against the euro, and the pound does look like it's heading back up towards $2 in here today, and we could potentially see it pushing a little bit higher. And government bonds, well, they had rallied right up towards their highs, particularly when you look at the Bund. It had rallied almost right up to the highs, but encountered a bit of resistance in here today. You had the 30-year down almost 2 points at one point, and it's still well down on the day. So we're seeing a little bit of weakness creeping back into the treasury markets. And that is really, I think, a market that is in trouble. I don't think we're going to see markets or the treasury markets pushing back up towards the highs that they saw at the end of January. That was a buying climax. And They do look to be inimically weak, but it could take some time before they really start to become a consistent downtrend. And looking back at the stock markets, well, you have the Dow Jones and the S&P, they've come right back towards, well, they've broken their February lows, but they're not back yet to those January lows. In fact, they're really quite a ways off it. The Dow has found support above 12,000, and while it wasn't able to sustain the rally today, it would need to sustain a move below those January lows, which are much closer to 11,500, to offset scope for further ranging here. Now, the point, of course, is that we talk about a long convalescence for stock markets. And exactly what does that mean? Well, technical damage has certainly been done to these markets. And regardless of whether the overall US economy actually moves into recession, it certainly feels like a recession for a large number of participants in that market. With the technical damage that has been done to the overall indices, it's going to take a significant amount of time for markets just to go sideways before people will have any type of confidence in these markets enough that it will push them back up towards their highs. So we can anticipate that markets are going to range around for really the foreseeable future in advance of months, I think. But they're going to look more ropey towards the lower side of the range, and they're going to look a lot better on the upper side of the range. And when we look at the sort of daily chart of the VIX index, it's just a big long range where we've had those highs that have been in excess of 35, and those have been the nadirs of bearishness in the market. But generally, this looks like a range, and at the moment, it looks like it is pulling back from the highs that it saw at the end of January, and we'll probably test the lower side of the range around 20 in the coming weeks, or probably lower than 20, at which point markets could well have rallied a bit. But they're going to need to do a lot more to really attract investor interest back into these markets. And of course, in the global beauty contest, commodities are doing so much better at the moment, and betting against the dollar is a much more profitable trade than being in stock markets. So in the global beauty contest, it's much easier to make money in the commodity markets right now than it is in stock markets, or indeed in the bond markets. And that is certainly a point that is not lost on a large number of investors who can move across asset classes. And with that point, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.